South Dakota had the highest number of prevent plant acres in the nation, with more than 3.8 million acres too wet for normal spring planting this year. While some of these acres were seeded to cover crops, others were left empty, hosting weeds and little else. Farmers with empty prevent plant fields are encouraged to look at winter wheat. South Dakota Wheat Commission Executive Director Reed Christofferson explains.
Cereal grain going in there is going to be the answer in many cases to try to use that moisture and provide a nice break and perhaps their weed issues and provide a good soil health solution. So winter wheat has got a solid place there and will fit very nicely on these prevent plant acres. Assuming that we can get access to them, most of them are prevent plant because they were too wet and probably still remain too wet.
Christofferson advises controlling weeds in fields intended for winter wheat at least 2 weeks prior to planting, eliminating the green bridge, which can transfer pests and disease to the new crop. Next, he points to selecting a good seed variety suited to the region. The SDSU crop performance data from 2019 can be a good place to start as it tests both public and private winter wheat lines. The 2019 crop performance data is available online at the SDSU Extension website. Go to extension.sdstate.edu and click on the wheat page. Studies in South Dakota indicate the best planting window for winter wheat in the northern region of the state is September 10th through the 30th, while southern counties find best success with winter wheat seeded September 15th through October 10th. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.